Here's our set a lot of love, Rodney E. There, this is your Wednesday Rocket on the Breakfast Club, 28 to 8. Good morning, Rodney.
Morning, Daniel Harford. You're back, mate.
I'm back.
Missed you last week.
Oh, was...
Whitey did a great job. Whitey did a great job. I think he was after your spot.
No, there's no doubt about that. No, he's pushing very hard behind the scenes here. Real sort of backroom Bob sort of stuff.
Background Bob.
Backroom Bob stuff, yeah. you types behind the scenes pushing all the buttons. I know your type, what? I know your type. Hey, Rocket, have you ever found yourself, and we were just talking about this during the break, have you ever found yourself in the situation Ben Rutten's finding himself in, waiting for the news?
No, not at all. It's a really odd one, isn't it? He has to finish up, even if Clarkson doesn't go there. But I imagine he doesn't want to walk away at the moment until he gets his contract paid out. So I think that's more the reason why he'd be staying. So I think it's untenable, even if Clarkson doesn't go there. So it's a really awkward situation. I'm going to say sad, but it's a real... never seen anything like it. Canvassing for someone else and you're still on the job, so it's a really difficult one for him.
Towards the end at the Bulldogs and the Suns for you, I think we've talked to you about this before, but when the pressure builds and there's speculation that you're not going to stay and all that sort of thing, how did you handle that as a coach?
Well, firstly, Sydney, I probably didn't handle it that well, to be honest. Even though you're saying the right things as a coach of the players, the stress is in your body language and that is coming out and the players will feel that. Bulldogs, now you become more experienced when you become used to it. I think it's more about, what I tried to do was more about the players rather than your own situation. So you try and protect. I think, as we know with what happened with David Noble, once the talk gets going, it's pretty hard to stop, and it's inevitable that way. So, I think it's more about players. I think Ben Rutten's handling himself quite well. I would think he's probably saying the right thing to players indoors, but it's a difficult situation for him to turn up. It takes me back to the Des Tudnam. Was it Des Tudnam and Stewart days where... Tuddy had they had appointed two coaches and both are turning up for training. So,
what?
Yeah, can't you? Oh, you were too young for that, Daniel. I think Tuddy had signed the contract and then they said, no, we're not going with you. We're going to give it to Ian Stewart. And Tuddy kept turning up until he got paid. So they had two coaches turning up for training.
Wow.
So,
what an amazing scenario that is.
Yeah, so it's a bit... it's a bit crazy, isn't it?
So, a simple question for you. Where do you think Alistair Clarkson should coach? Not where he will end up coaching, but where do you think the best fit is for him?
Best fit for him? I think the best fit for him is Essendon. The only rider I put on that is they've shown, obviously, and most clubs are like it, that the factions and can be fighting within and pulling different directions. He will want the keys to the whole house. So whether Essendon, seems like David Bowen, probably prepared to do that, but it's a big call about a big club for one to have say in everything. The butting heads at Hawthorn. He'll certainly get that at North Melbourne and they need to do that, but I think as list-wise and chance of earlier success, and they've got the bones of a reasonable side, I would have thought that Essendon would be the team that he would probably go to, but I don't think it's that clear-cut either. I think there's things he'll have to work through for his own peace of mind.
It is a bit of a debacle at the moment. If you are Ben Rutten, I agree wholeheartedly. You're not walking away because you're entitled to your payout and you should be treated with a little bit more dignity. Are you asking it to be done sort of, let's get this done. Clearly I'm not your man. Can we do this today, please? This is becoming a bit of a farce.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think you can hang on hoping that they don't get Clarkson and then you've still got the job. I don't think that's tenable. So, you have to say, listen, you get your manager in and talk to the club and say, listen, I'm not your man. It's clear on that. Let's work out the payment when the contract is whatever, that's next year as well, isn't it, I think?
Yep.
Paid out, and I'll go. So it makes it easier for you. It gives you clear air, gives me peace of mind as much as it can be, and it's cleaner. I just hate that this should, I hate to drag out for everybody's sake.
Well, I'm with you. It's got to be done. It's got to be done sooner rather than later.
It has to be moved on as quick as possible. Obviously, he's not going to the Giants, and what's going to happen there. But if he goes to Essendon, obviously North won an experienced coach, so when they talk to Leon, whether they sound out Hinkley, don't know what they'll do there. But I think they'll have Plan B in their pocket anyway. They seem to be organised a little bit. At this stage,
would Baldwin release you, Rocket, to do North Melbourne?
I think I'd still be a Baldwin, mate. So leave that. Go the Tigers.
Go the mighty Tigers. Do we win on the weekend, just by the way?
Beat your favourite side, Vermont.
Yes, I saw that.
Sweet. That's sweet.
One game to go, Daniel, and then the final. So, going okay.
Righto. Well, I'll be at Cherry Road just to say good day soon. Now, what about the goal-kicking challenges of our key forwards these days, Rocket? We've got plenty in the boat. Harry Mackay's got issues. We saw Max King have a bit of a moment on Friday night. Joey Danaher's had challenges. Aaron Norton's been all over the shop through the journey. What's going on with our key forward stocks?
I don't think they've got routine and confidence in their routine. Harry Mackay wants to kick around the corner a lot, as does Joe Danaher. I mean, we know Joe's wobbles, but Max King's kicking at 53%, and now they're saying, I'll get off his back, it's just recently. But it's been inconsistent, and they would have won on the other night if he had kicked straight, and that's, they had to put the pressure on him, but that's a fact. And yep. I know Brett Ratton's defending internally, and I know we've got the people here that are working with him, but it's not working. So why not get Matthew Lloyd? If he's worked with him before and he's had good success, get someone who knows that, because put your ego aside and say, well, the fact we can't do it, get someone in. It's about the end result. And you can see Max King and Harry Mackay, once they start walking in now, they're rotating the ball. They're moving the ball around. So when you look at Plugger or Dunstall or whoever, it's just they've got a set routine, the ball's still, and then the mechanics and technique's right. But when you're walking in and the ball's rotating and you're moving around, it means you're not confident. It means you're expecting to miss. And Max King needs to, he's been there long enough now, he's not so much a kid anymore, and he needs to take that responsibility. I've got some real concerns about it. It seems like at the end of the game too, he didn't want the ball to come to him. He didn't want to get the footy. That's a big call, but that was the perception I got. So he's got some other parts of his game he needs to work on as well. And I think that's a big statement, but I think it's a worry for the younger players when we fake them so much.
Yep.
If we fake them so much when they're so young, do we let them off some basics and their basic skill training and what's required to play AFL footy, and eventually catches up with them. And I'm not saying that's happened at St Kilda, but it seems like at times he doesn't chase as hard, he doesn't compete as hard as he should do, and he let things fall away, where you just worry hopefully he hasn't been plated so much that they just let him get away with some actual proper development.
Sorry, Harfen, because this is for both of you. When that happens, that he misses those shots, and the reality is that he kicked straight and Kilda would have won. I mean, that not being harsh, but that's just the fact.
Yeah.
As a coach, do you sit down with your coaching group or your phys edders or whoever it is and sort of say, who's at fault here? Is this Max King's fault? Is this development's fault? Is this a coaching fault? Do you have those discussions around a table to try and fix it?
No doubt. You've got to involve the relevant people about how we can fix this. And this should have been worked out ages ago. This shouldn't be manifesting itself now. Because he has been a little bit erratic even the last couple of years, and he's kicked some good goals, but he's missed some that he shouldn't miss. So the amount of resources available with technology, but also experts, so whether it's biomechanists or whether it's great full forwards who have got great techniques. So there's two things. There's a technical issue you need to work through, and then there's also the mental issue. And I think it's your stock in hand, you need to train it. And what they hear stories about high performance people, oh, you can only have 20 kicks a night, or you only can have 10 kicks. That's garbage. I mean, that's what he's paid to do. He should be having 100 shots, and he should be able to get his technique right, that he could do that with his eyes closed. And that's what he's got to get to.
Because half the reason I asked that question is that it isn't a new thing. I mean, he's into his third year. In his first year, he kicked, 22 goals, 20. In his second year, 38 goals, 30. And this year, 47 goals, 41. So he's on an upward trend in relation to how many goals he's kicking. But this has been an issue throughout his career.
Yeah.
So I'm inclined to think it's not just Max King's fault, because as a club, they haven't addressed it. Or it's at least addressed it successfully.
Well, maybe they've been too nice.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Too gentle.
Like, can you, in this day and age, can you say to Max, for heaven's sake, Max, just go and sort it out. You're costing us games.
Well,
like,
perhaps have a more detailed conversation.
No, I know that, but you know what I mean? Like, that's the fan reaction to a lot of this.
I think the club have got to put, as I said before, they've got the resources. Go and fix. They should be able to set a program.
Well, that's my point. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and need to go and see the biomechanics. Your ball drop's not right. You're not kicking through the ball. Your hips aren't rotating. Whatever the technical side that they come up with, and film it. Sideways, front, do all that sort of stuff. Get an analysis of that, and then work out. And I'd have an expert football full forward. I know they had Ben Dixon there for a while, but I don't know why he was moved on. Half might know that more than me. But then get the technique and then practice, because it's a closed skill. It's a closed skill, and they should be able to do it consistently. You know, Lloyd, when he was going through his routine, even at Marvel, he picked the grass up, and that was part of his routine. Dunstall had a set routine. Even Plugger had a set routine. And they just do it consistently over and over again from 10 metres out to 50 metres out. Same routine. And that's what he needs to get to.
Interesting.
Because Nick Rewalt was never a great kick half. He found a way to become a good kick. He was never necessarily a great kick, but there were seasons where his conversion rate was horrendous. One year he had kicked 33 goals, 36 for the year. So, but then he found a way to have a much better conversion rate the longer he went. Another year he had kicked 39 goals, 34. So, there's quite a few similarities between the two of them.
Yeah, and I think with Rewalt, he went, I don't know if St Kilda did it or he did it, but he improved by the fact that he worked on it.
Yes.
And changed his routine and changed his technique.
He tried a few different things across the team.
That's right.
Interesting. So, hey, Rocket, before that you go, and it's a great insight always on a Wednesday morning, just to give you an update for us on Eli Templeton. That was a fairly distressing story in one of your boys at the Bowen Tigers, who was sort of shoved over a fence and hit his head in the concrete and was out cold for a bit. And considering the history of the Bowen Tigers, and I was involved when Sean Bergen passed, and it was one of the most devastating days of my life, I can only imagine for those that were there, particularly that had been at both events, that would have been holding their breath.
Yeah, for sure. It was quite distressing, obviously. That's why part of the reason the game was called off. Players couldn't continue. He's out of hospital. He got out of hospital at the end of last week. Still getting some headaches a little bit. But he's on the mend and on the improve, so there's no permanent damage. Obviously got a fractured skull, but he's on the mend, and how the tribunal can only give Zach Clark 2 weeks was unbelievable. But anyway, it is what it is. But it's a real shame for Eli, and hopefully he can make a full recovery and get back to playing footy next year.
Yeah, well, we send him our best, absolutely. And it's nice to hear that he's coming good, because that was a very disturbing story the other week. We appreciate time as always, Rocket. Good luck this week.
All the best, boys.
Yep. Rodney Eid with us, the Wednesday Rocket on the Breakfast Club. Yeah, local footy doesn't need that sort of stuff. No. Thank you very much. 7:48, we'll get to a break. We're going to talk some lawn bowls after this. We are specialists in lawn bowls, you and I.
Especially carpet bowls? Are you good?
I was one of the great carpet bowlers.
Did you have
the hallway
set with the black and the maroon?
You betcha.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd always go to the maroon because it had the blue little disc in there to be for Troy.
You're like for Troy. Yeah. Of course you did.
I just got the one that I was giving because I was going to win anyway. Didn't matter. Didn't matter. We'll have a chat to Disco Wilson about that after this.